With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, what up? Welcome in. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball. Our guest today is Mark Pope, head coach of BYU. The Cougs have their first season in the Big 12 after coming off almost a decade in the West Coast Conference, a league in which they've done well in, but I don't think as well as they would have liked, especially considering even though BYU has some limitations in terms of their reach in recruiting, they also have some benefits. You know, I mean, like, the Mormon community is unbelievable in their desire to play basketball. And if you grew up Mormon, Church of Latter-day Saints, there's one place you'd love to play the most. Mark Pope has an interesting journey to get there. We're going to, at a later date, do the whole Mark Pope, this is your basketball life sort of thing. In the meantime, thought we'd catch up with him at Big 12 Media Day, getting them ready for this season. And it's interesting because if you look in my phone, Mark Pope's number is actually the same number as a former assistant coach at BYU who went on to become a head coach at UNLV, and Dave Rice. I thought that's where we start. Here's my conversation with BYU head coach Mark Pope.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
My favorite story in texting coaches is Mark Pope, because there was a year in which I did 13 UNLV games in Vegas. In Vegas. And every time I would come in, like, my... because I didn't need to go to practice the day before because I'd already done 13 UNLV games, right? So I would literally be taking off from the airport or land at McCarran, and I would text Dave Rice and say, like, what time is practice? Or can I come up to the office? And I would get a text back, wrong number, this is Mark Pope. Because when Dave Rice left BYU, he left his cell phone number, and I had both saved under Dave Rice, I would text the wrong number. So Mark Pope joins me on All Ball. How are you?
Doing so great, man. Doug, great to be here with you.
What is this like? Because, like, I'm a transfer, you're a transfer. Yeah. We've experienced it,
yeah.
But it's so different now because they don't sit out. It's so different now because there's the transfer portal.
Yep.
And it's different for you because your team was in a different conference now. I think we'd all agree, stepping up in level of athleticism and competition, right?
Yeah.
So what's it like to – and you have – BYU has their own other parts to which you have to kind of recruit by and abide by specific student-athletes that's going to perform there, right, and survive there. What is that like to build your roster this year with all that?
It's super complicated, and I love it. I actually love every bit of it, but it is wildly complicated, like it is for everybody right now. You know, you used to kind of have, as a coach, you used to have a 4-year, 5-year, 6-year, at BYU it would be sometimes 7 years of a grid of your roster that you would plug in pieces and try to figure out. And now it's just like, you have a 1-year grid. That's it. And that's what you're working on.
And BYU's always had the weird thing where you have the grid, but then you also have the guys that are on missions.
Yes, you have the two blank years, the blank spots, right? Yes.
You're like, well, we think they're going to come back and play for us, but we don't know if they can play basketball anymore.
Yeah.
And we don't know if they want to play basketball for us anymore.
Yep.
That's, you know, so that's why they pay you the big bucks, right?
And so it's what the challenge is given all of us coaches is like your first job is retention. Like, can you create a culture where you can retain the vast majority of guys so you can build something, right? That ideally is what is going to work at BYU. If we can grow a culture where guys stay and grow as players, which is the project we're working on this year. You know, we had three straight years we were ranked in the top 25, and then last year we were like, we're going to the Big 12, we're going to start young, and then we managed. It wasn't our best season. It was still a really successful season for us, but we managed to kind of keep all those guys in-house where we get a year or two with them, and hopefully we're going to be a year three and a year four, and that's going to be part of our special sauce, the way we can build it at BYU and be a little different than everybody else. So constructing this roster is super complicated.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, retention, again, at other schools is player comes in and says, yep, what can you do for me, yep, NIL?
Yep.
What's it like at BYU?
It's the same everywhere, but at BYU it's different. Like, because of what we're built on. So, for example, like, we want our student-athlete experience at BYU to be way bigger than basketball. My goal is for all of – and just let me finish this statement because it sounds crazy. My goal for is every single one of my guys to play in the NBA. That's my goal for every guy to play in the NBA. And I want that to be like the eighth most impressive thing they do in their life. And so, for example, we have we've been traveling with our guys to Mali to do foundation work there. We have a kid from Tanzania, was there with him in the spring, helping him with some of his foundation work. We have guys, Trey Stewart just had his first ever fashion show, and he's got his own company he's contracted his own fulfillment. He's an incredible designer, and it's all focused on mental health. And so hopefully with a combination of everything that's important, our guys are building such a big life at BYU that they're going to stay and they're going to build that incredible life there. And that's part of the way we're approaching it. It's not the whole inclusive thing, but that's a really important part of what we do. And it fits BYU, because at BYU you're supposed to come there not to just become an NBA player, but to become way more than an NBA player and an NBA player.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, I grew up going to Mormon Church to play basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was at ESPN, I was surrounded by several pillars of the Canton Mormon community.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's interesting. Like, I don't know, how long do you think it takes some of your players, like Gideon George, you've had to realize the impact that they make everywhere you go in that Mormon community?
Yeah, yeah. So I think it takes some time, but when they see it, they see it. So I'll give you Giddy George's example. So in the last 2 years, we did one shoe game a year, and Gideon, with the BYU Globe Supply Chain and Time After Africa, partnered with Gideon George Helping Hands, his foundation, and sent almost 17,000 pair of shoes to men in Nigeria's hometown. And
17,000?
And that's not just a hoop. That's actually the number one cause of spread of disease among youth in Nigeria is through their feet, because they get cuts, and that's the number. And so he's actually saving lives by doing that. And so what's super cool is in 2 weeks now, having graduated, he is still tapping into the BYU fan base. We have a Gideon George Helping Hands Foundation shoe drive 2 weeks from now in Provo, Utah, because this is not just while he's in college. This is going to be for the rest of his life, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build big lives at BYU.
Marriott Center is pretty cool, right? 24,000 people right on top of you. It's interesting, right, that you, when the schedule comes out, and I know before the schedule came out, you guys got the who you played home versus road.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's lots of fans like, we want to go to Lawrence, and we want to go to No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't. Where are you most excited about taking the Cougs this year?
Oh my gosh, everywhere. I mean, come on, like it's.
But you don't get to go everywhere
this year. It's every other year. So clearly, you know, Kansas is one of the legendary venues in college basketball. We're super excited to go there. But that's this league. It's the number one attendance league in the country. Like, everyone in this league has a fan base. Like, we took a BYU team when I was an assistant and played at Hilton Coliseum. That's an unbelievable environment, right? It's really special, you know. We played at Oklahoma. We played at Houston my first year and won on a last second buzzer beater, and it sold out because it's always sold out. Like, that's an incredible event.
That's crazy, because if you go back 10 years ago,
yeah,
like literally you could walk up, sit front row.
What Kelvin has done there, like, It's mind-boggling what he's done. Like, he is, I mean, I don't know if he's on the Mount Rushmore of current college basketball coaches, but how would he not be with what he's done? Like, he's incredible, and his tenure's been unbelievable. Every venue is great and special. And then what's neat is, like, I think about you guys' joint in Stillwater. Like, what incredible history, and then what a unique gym setting. Like, come on, man, this league is special.
Last thing, because I know you got to run. Give me somebody who's in these first 3 weeks of practice and obviously in some of the workouts. He's impressed you to the level of, you read the previews and they're like, well, this guy has not called me because he doesn't know how well he's playing.
We have a transfer in Dawson Baker from UC Irvine, a great program. Russ does an incredible job there.
Dawson play a bunch.
And Dawson is, you know, been a 3-year super productive, one of the most productive guys on the West Coast. He got a chance. Now, I have a bunch of great players, but he's been the new piece where I'm like, whoa, this dude can actually do some things that I'm excited about.
And it's interesting, right? Because you see him, obviously, the Eaters have been good.
Yep.
They're well coached.
Yep.
But you see him in the portal.
Yep.
How long before you know, wait, better than we thought?
Or yeah.
How long does that take?
Well, you know, he came in and he was dealing with a foot issue, so we didn't get to see him play for the first 6 weeks or so. And so it was kind of late in coming. He didn't actually play on our foreign tour. And so it's really just been in September and October. I've been like, oh, man, this dude got a little burst that I didn't know he had this little burst. And he got a little nasty toughness to him that I dig. Like, he's not scared. I'll tell you a quick story about Dawson I love. So we're recruiting Dawson, and Dawson has been a starter, and he's the piece on that program. And so, you know, here he is rolling to his last 2 years, and he's like, I have a safe place where I know that I'm going to get to do everything here. I'm being recruited by great programs that maybe have a space built in for me. And then with us, we have some quality wings, you know, combo guard wings that he's coming in, and there's some players there. And so that was a consideration early on. And then when he finally could be, he called me because we had the conversation. He's like, you know what, coach? I don't care. Like, I'm going to come win my time. I'm going to come earn it and win it. I'm not scared. And I'm like, who is this kid? Let's go. A guy that's not looking for the easy road. Those dudes win, man. And I think this kid's a winner. I think he's going to – our guys love him. I think he's going to really help us.
All right, within the time that you have, I want to do a – Mark Pope, this is kind of your life on All Ball when you have time.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Let's go. I'd love it.
In the meantime –
come on, man. I'm a huge fan of yours. Come on.
Well,
let's go.
The feeling is mutual. Yeah. In the meantime, thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, appreciate you, brother.
That's it for this edition of All Ball. Thought you'd like that. Pope's a great dude, and BYU a talented team with probably the highest recidivist rate in the league. Everyone else trying to search for other players. Many teams adding 7 to 9 players. Not so with BYU. We'll see if it pays off for them in year one in the Big 12. Reminder, the Doug Gottlieb Show is daily, 3 to 5 Eastern time, 12 to 2 Pacific. And of course, we have the In the Bonus podcast, the daily pod covering all college sports. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is All Ball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.